The Anton Savage Show
with Kearys.ie
on News Talk.
Yesterday, as we were sort of wrapping up for the evening and the night, there was all of these warnings saying that Storm Kathleen, that basically the apocalypse was going to burst forth this morning. So I very tentatively put my head out the door and didn't look too bad departing the house. If you're somewhere more westerly or more southerly, give us a sense of what's happening in your area. 53106 or 087 1400 106. But I think the worst is very much yet to come. You heard from Ellen, cancellations of racing, and there's other sporting fixtures that have been cancelled. Carl Nolan is with us. Carl is from, he's climate scientist and founder of the Irish Weather Channel. Carl, am I right in saying the worst is yet to come?
A very good morning, Anton. Yes, you could say that the worst is yet to come for the majority of the country. That is the strongest of the winds. They're really starting to set in across parts of the southwest of the country at the moment, and they will make their way countrywide over the course of the next couple of hours, continuing right the way up until this evening then.
And it strikes me from what I've seen, now this may be more easterly than the entire country, a lot of wind, not that much rain, or is that only in the east?
No, that's right. There isn't too much rain associated with this particular storm. Not today. We saw the rain bands associated with Storm Kathleen pass through yesterday evening and during the night. So there isn't that much in the way of rain today. There is some scattered showers, some heavy, potentially the odd rumble of thunder in some parts. But for the majority, I think rain won't be an issue today. There's another storm, well, another system potentially coming on Monday that could deliver much heavier rain across parts of the south and east of the country, but that's for another day.
And temperatures relatively high.
They are relatively high. So there was a lot of actually warm air caught up within Storm Kathleen itself, certainly ahead of the storm system. And indeed, in parts of the UK today, temperatures are up to 18 degrees Celsius. On the continent, the warm air dragged up some very, hot conditions for this time of the year. In parts of Iberia, temperatures are up to 27, 28 degrees today as a consequence. So if you do find yourself there, it will certainly feel rather pleasant. But for ourselves, still rather mild temperatures in and around about 13 to 15 degrees today.
So if it's predominantly a wind event, what are we looking for, or what are we looking at in terms of maximum wind gust speeds, and where are they likely to be?
Absolutely. Well, at the moment, the strongest recorded gust that we've seen so far has been at Sherkin Island in Cork. That was up to 111 kilometres per hour. In Roches Point, also in Cork, we saw sustained winds up at 85 kilometres per hour at around about 8 o'clock. So that pushes that actually briefly into the status red category just there. For the rest of the country, it's up to 89 kilometres per hour in Casement in Dublin. And for the course of the next couple of hours, we will see winds continue to gust close to 120 kilometres per hour in parts of the southwest and west, whereas winds elsewhere, they would get up to between 100 to 110 kilometres per hour. And those winds, it will take a while before the winds start to ease down. So while the peak is expected to occur between, around about now and up the way until 3, 4 p.m. this evening, those winds will continue quite strong and blustery right the way through today.
And warnings-wise, we have yellow warnings across the entire country, and then there's orange warnings effectively for the entire seaboard from Donegal almost down to Youghal.
That's correct. So those status orange warnings are in place for those areas where we're likely to see winds exceeding 120 kilometres per hour. Predominantly, that is the Atlantic seaboard that we're seeing right the way from Donegal, right the way around to Waterford. But even in other coastal areas, even along the east coast, we will still see some quite strong winds up to 100, 110 kilometres per hour. And indeed, if we look at the power outages across the country at the moment, there are actually thousands of houses and homes without power at present, even up in the east coast, even into Sutton, there's 1,500 customers without power there at the moment. So it is a countrywide event, but certainly the main focus is in the southwest and west.
Well, apparently southwest and west and a lot of that seaboard is already suffering the effects. We got a text to say, hi, I'm a lorry driver for I won't name the company. I'm a lorry driver for a large drinks company delivering kegs in Ballybunion. Weather getting very rough. It's going to be tough for people in those kind of situations where you have to be out and about working in it today.
It certainly is the case, yes, I suppose. And the advice, obviously, to motorists is to take extra caution if you are out and about, if you have to be out and about, that is. If you don't really need to be, if it's a non-necessary journey, especially in the areas with a status orange warning, probably best to avoid taking those journeys and just hunker in for the day.
Would you like to shout, "Don't make unnecessary journeys" at me, Cathal? I believe it does very well for virals.
Absolutely. Unfortunately, it's not been televised. If it was televised, it could be a very different story, Anton.
Cathal, thanks very much. That's Cathal Nolan, who is climate scientist and founder of the Irish Weather Channel. And if you have an update, we have it from Ballybunion. If you are anywhere else around the country, if you're out on the Aran Islands, or if you're Galway, or if you're around Sligo, or if you're Kerry, or if you're in Cork, and you can give us a sense of what it's like there, do let us know. 53106 at a cost of 30 cent, or 087 1400 106 for free and for nothing.
The Anton Savage Show
with Kerry's.ie
on News Talk.